It's okay, Tommy. We're almost there.
Hey, what's up, Deed?
Oh, Tommy's getting a little cranky. 12 hours on a train is a bit much.
I see my Angelica as being a perfect little angel, as always.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be the best family reunion ever. Wait till they see how you've grown up, sweetie. You're going to be the star of the party.
Next stop, Willoughby. Willoughby next.
Oh, my gosh, Stu, that's us.
Say, Drew, where's Pop?
Pop?
Pop.
Pop! Oh, my gosh, Stu, where is Pop?
There I was, 15 below zero and nothing on but a pair of Bermuda shorts.
Pop, hurry up! The train's going to leave any second.
Huh? Ah, hold your horses. Go on. I'll be right with you. Anywho.
All aboard.
Excuse me. My husband and his brother and father are still on the train.
Well, looks like they're going to Chicago. This train is leaving now.
You first.
Guess I'm going to Chicago, kids. Have fun at the reunion.
Oh, dear.
You know, I bet he had that planned the whole time.
Stu! Drew!
You!
Dottie!
Dee Dee! Oh, Drew, is this Angelica? Oh, she certainly has grown.
Hi, Aunt Dottie!
And this must be Tommy Wommy. Oh, Dee Dee, he's wonderful. Yo, isn't he just the most?
Yep, that's one fine-looking young pickles you got there, Stu. Oh, before I forget, I've brought you a little something from the farm.
Sunflower seeds? I haven't eaten these since I was a kid.
You know, Dee Dee, sunflower seeds are the traditional money crop of the Pickles clan.
How nice.
Angelica?
What is it, Melonhead?
What's a family reunion?
Family reunion, stupid.
Yeah, well, what is it?
It's when you go to this place and there's lots of other people and all the old ones keep picking you up and kissing you and telling you how big you are and saying they want to take you home with them.
You mean they want to take me away from my mom and dad forever?
Yeah, and maybe even longer than that. They'll take you home and keep you and you'll never see your mom or your dad or your dumb old dog ever again.
We got a playpen for the little ones behind the barn. Why don't you drop Tommy off back there with his cousins, and then you can relax for a minute.
See you later, Melonhead.
Well, say, Deed, why don't you take Angelica back there, too? There's no reason she shouldn't get in on the fun.
There you go. Now you two have fun with your little cousins.
Who are you?
Hi, my name's Tommy. Timmy Wright Pickles. Glad to meet you.
Yo, Tommy. Tony Pickles. How you doing?
Hiya. I'm Timmy Faye.
This is Angelica.
That's right. Hi. Angelica Pickles. From now on, I'm in charge.
Say, Angelica, have you met Emmett?
Who's Emmett?
I'm Emmett. Say, you wouldn't be trying to hurt my cousins, would you?
Oh, no. I'm your cousin, too.
Oh, good. Want to wrestle? Bet I can make you squeal like a piggy.
Daddy, Daddy, help!
What is it, sweetie? What's wrong?
They were mean.
Oh, poor darling. I think you better come with Daddy.
Boy, she's one bad ear of corn.
Yeah, but sometimes she can be pretty smart, and she said something bad is going to happen.
Something bad?
You know this family reunion thing the grown-ups are talking about?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what it is, don't you? You come with your real family, but then some other family comes and takes you away, and you might never get home.
Our folks would never let that happen.
Oh, I hope you're right.
Oh, Mackie, look. That must be little Tommy. If he isn't just a spitting image of Stew.
Oh, they're pickles all right, Edie.
Y'all won't come live with me, little fella?
And you'll never see your mom or your dad or your dumb old dog ever again.
was awful. Maybe you was right, Tommy. What are we gonna do? I don't want to go home with them people. We gotta find our real moms and dads right away.
Yeah, but how?
I can get it.
Tommy, you're the greatest.
I'm hungry.
Let's go.
Now, this here is our state-of-the-art feed, storage, and livestock facility, commonly known, not entirely accurately, I might add, as a barn. This particular configuration, called the Farmer Brown model, has a hay feed...
Golly, I can't see anything.
Don't worry, Pumpkin, there's nothing to see.
Moving on, you'll see on your right, Arcane...
Golly, a dog!
Gee, you, Drew, you're a mess. You better go back to the house and change.
Don't worry about sweet little Angelica. We'll look after her, won't we, darling?
Great, thanks.
But, Daddy!
Where'd they go?
Look! Sunflower seeds. My dad was eating them. Maybe if we follow them, we'll find our moms and dads.
Most people think corn is corn, but actually there are over 72 varieties grown in Iowa alone. And it's
when I take you home with me, little darling, I'm going to do something with that hair. Maybe a little blue fan. Oh, that'd be so cute on a three-year-old.
And you'll never see your mom or your dad or your dumb old dog ever again.
We'll never find a way out of here.
Sure we will. All we gotta do is follow the sunflower seeds to our moms and dads.
From here, the milk is pumped through stainless steel tubing into a huge collection vat hundreds of feet below the surface of the earth. These
I'm tired, Annie.
Tired? Why, you city kids don't know the meaning of tired. Well, I think I'd better put you to work, young. Up with the sun, that's what I always say. Up with the sun and doing chores. You see, McGrew, that's the problem with young folks today, if you ask me. They just do not know the meaning or satisfaction of a hard day's work.
You got that right, Amy.
Oh, Cynthia, what are we going to do?
I thought we were going to be in the corn forest forever.
Hey, what's that?
That's where the cows go when they want to drink a milk.
Milk? Man, I could go for a nice cold milk right about now.
Let's go.
Come on. We're all alone now, Cynthia. It's just you and me against the world. You know something, Cynthia? I don't care. We don't need anybody anyway.
It's Angelica. It sounds like she's in trouble. She was awfully mean. I don't think we should help her, Tommy.
No, we gotta help her. She's a pickles, too.
Pickles? I'm hungry.
Please, Mr. Gold, don't hurt me. Here, you can eat Cynthia.
Sorry, Cynthia, but it's either you or me.
Disaster with your typical escaping herds of animals and havoc wrought on all fronts. Normally, in a situation like this, we would,
panic! Oh, do something, somebody!
Oh,
I'm hungry.
Angelica!
Daddy! I was so scared!
Hey, where's Cynthia?
Now, this is what I call a family reunion.
You're not supposed to play with that.
Oh, what's the big deal, Stu? It's just a little old remote control.
Not just any remote control, Pop. This is the control for my latest and greatest invention, the Stu Pickles Auto Sofa.
Oh, no!
Come on, honey. We're going to be late for the Stubblefields party. Pop, are you sure you don't mind watching Tommy and Chucky tonight?
Don't mind at all. We'll have a great time, won't we, Scout? Watching videos, eating chocolate swirl ice cream. It'll be a regular boys' night in.
Okay. But whatever you do, just don't touch that crazy remote control sofa.
Now that they're gone, let's get down to some real fun. I rented you boys some movies. Reptar Come Home, Reptar Redux, and my personal favorite, Lonely Space Vixens. That's for after you go to bed. Sit tight, you little buckaroos. I'll be right back. Pickles Residence.
Hello. Lewis?
That's me, Lou Pickles, at your service.
Lou, it's me, Morgana.
Morgana?
All aboard! Sorry, young fella, you can't go any further without a ticket.
But my girlfriend's on that train. If I don't stop her from leaving, I'll lose her forever.
Spare me the sob stories, Buster.
What's wrong with your grandpa?
I don't know. He looks like he swallowed a bug or something.
Lewis? Are you there, Lewis?
Morgana, it's been a long time.
I know. A long time, Lou. I'm in town tonight, and I thought it would be nice if we got together. For old time's sake.
Tonight? How about tomorrow? I got some... friends over tonight.
I'm only going to be in town for one night. I'd love to come see you.
One night? Give me 15 minutes. Kids, time for bed. Once upon a time, there was a very lonely bunny who needed to find some friends, and he found some friends, and everyone was happy. The end.
Chucky, I think we've been gypped.
What do you mean?
It's not even dark yet.
Oh, baby, the sun's staying up late.
Come on, Chucky. The sun never stays up late. Something fisky's going on around here, and we gotta find out what it is.
No, we don't.
Don't you want to know how come he made us go to bed before we're supposed to?
No.
Don't you want to know why we didn't get to eat chocolate squirrel ice cream?
No, not really.
Don't you want to know how come we didn't get to see Reptar?
Well, kinda.
Then let's go!
He did it to me again.
What's that funny smell?
It's not me. I've been really careful lately.
Have
Day dreams. Have you forgotten how pleasant our days?
It's coming from Grandpa.
Ew. Why has he sprayed all that stinky water on himself?
Come on, let's find out.
You used to say your love was mine, but someone new is on that line.
Oh, no. Your Grandpa's got somebody else's hair.
Do you remember that fight? Now stay put, you two. Grandpa has an old friend coming over, and he hasn't seen this old friend in a long time. And he wants to make a good impression on her. I mean this old friend. So stay here, okay?
Come on, Chucky. We're going back downstairs.
But Tommy, you heard what your Grandpa said. We gotta stay in bed.
He's doing it all wrong. He's wearing his yucky hair, he smells funny, and he doesn't have any good toys out there or nothing.
I know, but...
If Grandpa really wants to impress his friend, he's gonna need lots of toys.
Hello, Lou.
Morgana? Oh, Morgana, it's been so long.
Yes, 40 years next month.
Come in here. Let me take your coat.
Oh, you've got a nice place here, Lou.
Well, thanks. I try. It's not bad for a bachelor pad, I guess. Now listen, Scouts. Here's the scoop. I haven't seen my friend in a long time. A very long time. And, well, I don't want her to know that I'm a grandpa, see? Nothing personal. It's just that I want her to see the old grandpa, not the old grandpa. Get it? Oh, what am I talking to you two for? You babies don't understand a word I'm saying.
No.
Coming, Morgana.
You were right, Tommy. Your grandpa really is confused. He needs our help.
Chucky, it's worse than I thought. Grandpa's playing his yucky old music.
Yeah, if his friend hears that, she'll want to run away for sure.
Come on, I know what to do.
May I have this dance?
Oh, no, you remembered.
Circus. I'll buy you an ice cream truck, and when you're old enough, I'll get you a car and put you through college. But right now, you gotta go to sleep, please. Morgana? Morgana?
Over here, Lou. Now sit down. I have something I want to show you.
Show me? What is it? Oh, a photo album.
Mm-hmm. It's from the old days when we were just kids. Here's you on the debate team. And here is when you were working as a soda jerk. Oh, and here's when you hit the home run with the Southside Blue Jays.
I can't believe you kept these pictures after all these years. Morgana, whatever happened that day at the train station?
Don't you know?
No.
That morning, I saw you kissing Trixie McGee, and I knew you were making a date with him.
Trixie McGee? Freckle-faced Trixie, the girl who worked at the fish market? Oh, my God, I wasn't kissing Trixie McGee.
You weren't?
Gosh, no. She'd had an asthma attack. I was giving her artificial respiration.
Really, Lou?
Well, sure, Morgana. You were the only girl I was ever interested in. I was crazy about you.
Oh, Lou, I'm going to give you something I should have given you 40 years ago.
Help me!
Oh, Lou, they're so great. Why didn't you tell me you had grandchildren?
Well, I was afraid you'd think I was too old if you knew.
Oh, Lou, you'll never be old to me. You'll always be the same young, slightly clumsy Lou Pickles. Well, I better be going. How about we get together next time I'm in town?
Oh, it's a date, Morgana.
Oh, Lou, could I ask you one favor?
Of course, Morgana, anything.
Would you take off that silly toupee? Oh, that's better.
Well, she's gone. Except for your grandma, that there was the finest darn woman I ever met. But one thing I learned tonight, there's no point in wishing the past was different. Not when you got so much going for you now. Right, you little sprats?
Oh.